With your local sports update, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. Also, be sure to check us out online at KDWA.com.
And the season comes to an end of regular season. The Hastings Raiders taking on the Creighton Dereham Hall Raiders on MEA Wednesday. And the Hastings Raiders coming out 54-34. I would have never thought an 88-point game. My goodness. The Hastings Raiders come out with a big win, 54-34, over the Creighton Dereham Hall Raiders. Hastings goes to 6-2. They lock up number two in the section and number two in the conference. Probably a tie for the conference lead, actually. And Creighton Dereham Hall goes to 2-6. They're in section four. They have a totally different section for them. Okay, the scoring got going really quick. Hastings kicked off to Creighton Dereham Hall. They had to punt. It went over the punter's head. We were able to down it on the two-yard line. From there, two plays, 2 yards. Brandon Freiermuth gets the first of four touchdowns, two-yard run. Kick failed, made a 6-0. That was at 9:33. Creighton Dereham Hall is not to be denied. They come right back, put on a long 10-play, 75-yard drive, and at 4:13, Luke Floyson gets a 1-yard run. The kick failed, so at 4:13, it's 6-6. Hastings not to be denied in the first quarter. Rico Cooper catches a 54-yard pass from Axel Arnold. The run failed. Then that made it 12-6 in favor of Hastings in the first quarter. That was only one play, 54 yards. Cooper was wide open down the sideline, and he waltzed in at 3:39. The fourth score of the first period, and this was a heck of a first period, Darrell Hall catches a 78-yard pass from Floyson. Broaden makes the kick, and that makes it 13-12. That, again, was one play, 78 yards. He was wide open. Hastings didn't cover him. And at 3:19, Creighton takes the one-point lead, 13-12 over Hastings. So four scores in the first period. You talk about going 13-12. It was really something else. Second period comes out, same thing. Creighton Dereham Hall gets the ball. They march 58 yards, nine plays, and at 9:45, Will Hader runs in from the three. Hader had a heck of a game. He ran for 190 yards, and he caught a bunch of passes. And he is really a tough runner, especially around the edge. Hastings had trouble all night trying to contain Hader. He scores, and that makes the score at the time 20-12 in favor of Creighton Dereham Hall. Hastings wasn't to be denied. They did a 9-play, 82-yard drive, and at 4:19, Brendan Freiermuth makes a 12-yard run. Arnold makes the run for the extra point, and that ties it up at 20-20 in the second period. Hastings then comes back with 4:19. Aiden Doty, 3-play, 22-yard drive. He gets a 22-yard run. Fillion makes the kick, and that makes it 27-20. Hastings in the second quarter. We weren't finished because on the next series of downs, the ball is tipped, and Brendan Freiermuth catches the ball on the 25-yard line as an interception. He returns it 75 yards at 59 seconds to go in the second quarter, and that makes the score at that time 34-20 in favor of Hastings at the half. Just wild back and forth scoring for Hastings and Creighton. And at the half, it was 34-20 in favor of Hastings. We weren't to be denied in the third period. We come out, get the ball, and at 9:39, John Bezdicek gets us a nice 38-yard reception from Arnold. Fillion makes the kick, and that makes the score 41-20. Creighton Dereham Hall comes right back. 4:56, 10 plays, 78 yards. Charlie Plum catches a 35-yard reception from Floyson. Broder makes the kick, and that makes the score 41-27. Hastings comes back in the fourth quarter. At the beginning of the fourth quarter, at 11:55, 9 plays, 47 yards. Steven Reifenberger catches a 5-yard pass from Arnold. Fillion makes the kick, and that makes the score 48-27. Creighton Dereham Hall comes back in the fourth quarter, 10 plays, 67 yards. Charlie Plum catches a 17-yard reception from Floyson at 7:15. Broder makes the kick, and that makes the score 34-48. Hastings comes back, two onside kicks, and we got them both, which is a good deal for Hastings this time because they convert both of them. And at 1:40, 10 plays, 65 yards, Brendan Freiermuth gets his fourth score, and Sam went in to try the extra point, but it got blocked, and so the score remains 54-34, Hastings over Creighton Dereham Hall. Axel Arnold had a great night, passed for 134 yards and three touchdowns. He had eight passes and six completions for 124 yards and three touchdowns. Steven Reifenberger had two catches, for 19 and a touchdown. Rico Cooper had two catches for 66 and a touchdown. John Bezdicek had two catches for 38 and a touchdown. Brendan Freiermuth was 15 carries for 96 yards and three scores. Axel Arnold ran six times for 49 yards and got an extra point out of the deal. That's his third EP for the year. Doughty carried the ball four times for 20 yards, and he got a touchdown. Total plays I have for Creighton-Durham Hall, 28 plays, 420 yards. For Hastings, 33 plays and 279 yards. We had to go on a short field many times, so the yardage wasn't there, but we got the plays in at 279. But they had 420. They had an offense really clicking. Hayter is a great running back and was able to carry the ball and get them in position for the scores. Roysland had three touchdown passes for 217 yards and three touchdowns and two interceptions. And those two interceptions were big because it's got us a score, and it also was able to get us in good field position. So Hastings wins its final regular season game of the season. They go to 6-2. They will play probably in 10 days on the 30th, a Saturday. It might be 7 o'clock. It might be 2 o'clock. We will find out, but we'll get a bye on Tuesday the 26th, and we'll be here at McNamara Stadium. We'll be on the air. Listen to KDWA. We'll tell you the time. It'll be 2 o'clock or 7 o'clock. It'll be Nick Tuckner, Jerry Rupp, and Manny Hill and myself will be here in the semifinals of the Section 3-5A football. So we conclude the regular season 6-2. Who would have thunk it? It was a great season. I want to thank you fans for listening. Hastings Raiders, 54-34 winners over Creighton-Durham Hall. I'm Dick Bragg.
Plenty of big games with sectional implications happening in the Tri-County area for MEA Wednesday in Minnesota high school football. You heard Hastings and Creighton-Durham Hall, a big win. 88 points between the two teams. Raiders win that game 54-34. They finish the regular season at 6-2 overall. A big win for Cannon Falls. They go on the road and they beat an undefeated Lake City team, Big 2. 74-38, the final in that one. That should give Cannon Falls the leg up in their sectional seating as that becomes released this weekend. Couple of other big games. Unfortunately for the Park Wolfpack, they'll end the regular season at 4-4. They played a tough Prior Lake team, and the Lakers run away with a 56-21 victory over the Park Wolfpack on Wednesday night. Other games to note. Woodbury, a big win on the road at Centennial. Never an easy place to play. The Royals beat Centennial 37-20. The other game from the District 833 schools has Eastridge winning a big one at home over St. Michael Albertville. The final in that one was 32-29. Be sure to stay tuned to KDWA Sports over the next couple of days and through the weekend and our Week in Review. This has been your local sports update on KDWA AM and FM. I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. KDWA Hastings.